in our meeting today, we had an exhortation on waiting. And I found another meditation by Brother Bob Lloyd on the theme of waiting. It's called Hurry Up to Wait. He says, "Hurry up to wait seems to be the password when it comes to travelling. One hurries to leave the house for the airport, only to wait in traffic jams. One hurries to unload the bags at the curbside, only to wait in line to check them. One hurries through security checks and down long corridors, only to wait in line at the gate to get a seat assignment. One hurries onto the plane, only to wait for the plane to take off. And in spite of the fact that the plane may be travelling faster than the speed of sound, one still sits and waits to arrive at their destination. Once landed, one hurries to get off the plane, only to wait in line for immigration. Then there's a hurried walk down long corridors, again to retrieve the checked bags, and again a long wait. After getting the bag, one hurries to get into another line to clear customs. Although this hurry up to wait routine is very pronounced whilst travelling, it really is a way of life almost every day. One can hurry to the market to wait for a parking space. One can hurry in to do shopping and wait in line to check it out. Hurry to work and then wait for the boss. Hurry to lunch and wait to get served. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Truly, as Daniel said, in these last days we do run to and fro, but we do a lot of waiting in between. The time we spend waiting can affect us in a variety of ways. We can become anxious, frustrated and irritable, or we can use these precious moments to good advantage. We have to wait either way, so it only seems to make sense to use this waiting time to good advantage, rather than by being upset by it. James exhorts us in saying, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth." There it is, the husbandman also has to wait. So waiting is not new. Continuing, James says, "The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receives the early and latter rain." Now the lesson James wants us to draw from his example is, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Cultivating patience helps us to wait with the proper attitude. We can see how foolish the husbandman would be to get upset because his fruit did not come up right away. Our irritation while waiting does us no good either. In fact, it can make us tired or even exhausted. Isaiah tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. As we wait, let us turn our minds to the Lord and meditate upon him as we pass the time. David tells us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Our minds can be centred on God while our bodies stand in a humdrum line. And if perhaps some rude person should crowd in ahead of us, then all we do is finish the verse that David gave us, which goes on to say, "Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." The rude and pushy people of the world may make our waiting a little longer, but we need not be upset. For those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Our minds can be led beside the still waters and our souls restored even while we wait in the crowded line. And as we rush hither and thither only to wait, let us remember what Isaiah said. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Yahweh is everlasting strength.